Good morning. I had the opportunity to wake up earlier than normal, and I saw a beautiful sunrise, just gorgeous. I don't normally get up that early, but what a lovely day. A little cold, but beautiful. I have a few announcements. There are Carryout Connection Sunday School bags still available for pickup in the Narthex. And remember that our next in-person gathering is Sunday, November 6th at 9 a.m. And I have an announcement about a banquet to benefit the Worm Project. The banquet is on October 22nd at Franconia Heritage Restaurant at 6 p.m. Reservations are required by October 16th. See the flyer on the Health Ministry Bulletin Board. And for questions or reservations, contact Joanne Sine. Her email address and phone number are on the flyer. And finally, it's time to get acquainted with Pastor Dale. We are setting up a number of small person gatherings. There are sign-up sheets in the Narthex and in the elevator lobby. This is for about 6 to 8 people. It will be on Sundays in between the two services at 9 a.m. and also Thursdays at 5:30 for choir people and things that are happening to be there. Please do sign up if you're interested in a more personal conversation with Dale. And if you're also interested in hosting one, perhaps in your home, talk to Pastor Dale about what day might work for that. There's the next two Sundays and the next two Thursdays are listed, but we can go beyond that as well. And if this is the first time worshiping with us, please look for a little pew card with a mouse in it. Put your name and address in there and put it in a basket in the back. And that way we can learn more about you and you can learn more about us. And remember that no matter where you are and where you are in life's journey, we would like to meet you and share God's love with you. Now let's all take a slow breath and prepare for worship.
Good morning, church. Here we are, each one of us, on life's journey. Today is the Sabbath. We've worked, we've engaged for 6 days, and today is the day that we pause, we rest, we reflect, and we worship God. So I invite you to bring your heart, your mind, your soul, and all that is within you as we worship Almighty God.
Thank you. Would you join with me now in our prayer of confession? Present and ever listening God, we know what it is like to be an outsider. We know the feelings that come with being overlooked, excluded, or dismissed. And yet, we ourselves are prone to tunnel vision, limiting our circle of relationships to those who are safe, familiar, and like-minded. We confess that we have lost opportunities to make new friends, to draw the circle wider, and to experience the joy that comes with a generous spirit. Renewing God, replant within us the desire to reach beyond the self-imposed borders we place around ourselves and release us to reach toward others in love, gratitude, and joy. Help us to see the ways in which you are bringing your world ever so closer to your vision of the beloved community. Amen. We are wont to pull apart, to separate, to lose our way. And yet there is a God who has called us to make us whole. And when we confess our sins, that journey back to wholeness, that journey back to completeness unfolds. And so, people of God, know that you are forgiven, that you have been set free, that you today have been made new. Praise God. Amen.